Thank you. So it was St. Patrick's Day in 2001. I had left my practice of dental hygiene to become a professional waitress and snowboard bum. My parents were really impressed. Anywho, one of my friends, Nancy, and I, who worked with me, we were having some quiet Guinness, as you do on St. Patrick's Day. And the plan was conceived. She says, "Let's take a road trip this summer." I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm always up for an adventure. Where do you want to go?" She said, "Let's go to Alaska." I said, "Oh, yeah, all right, Alaska sounds good." Oh, sorry, yep. Right, so 2 months later, we packed my Ford Courier, and we hit the road for Alaska. It took us 3 weeks driving to get there. We shared expenses the whole way. She drove for a tank of gas, then fill up, and vice versa. It turns out through all this, we ended up in the small town of Talkeetna, Alaska. So anybody that climbs Mount McKinley or Denali, the native name, has to go through Talkeetna. It's the tallest peak in North America. So it seems she was chasing a mountain climber. I don't know that she ever found that mountain climber or not, but she, to this day, still lives there. My story moves on a little bit further. One afternoon while I was in the local pub, as you do, the Fairview Inn in greater downtown Talkeetna, and I was out in the garden bar and just having a yarn with some people there, and there was this biker dude sitting at the picnic table. My mom and dad ride a Harley, so obviously there's some kinship going on there, right? Surely. So we strike up a conversation, and he works for the ferry service, the Alaskan Marine Highway. You can travel from Alaska all the way back down to the lower 48. It takes 2 nights, 3 days perhaps, give or take, and lots of stops along the way. So he says to me, "Oh, are you going back by ferry?" I said, "Yeah, we drove up. I'll take my car back down on the ferry." And he says, "Well, I live in Haines, and I work for the ferry, and if you're coming through Haines, give me a call. We'll give you... I'll give you a spare bed for the night and whatnot." And, yeah, all right, and took his number. The end of the summer rolls around, and I was out of money, and I was headed to Haines, and I thought, right, dude, do you still have that spare bed? So yeah, he invited me around. I turned up at his house, knock, 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 and he answers the door, and quite a big, slovenly fellow, kind of greasy, and he's got a T-shirt on that says the Alaskan Bush Company. Yeah, that's a strip club in Anchorage. All right, in we go. So he brings me through the mudroom and into the kitchen, and there's a gun at the table that he's assembling. Like, oh yeah, mom's not gonna be happy about this one. Yep. So I could smell bolognese sauce cooking on the stove. He made a beautiful pot of spaghetti bolognese. He did not threaten me with the gun. Showed me to the spare bedroom, did not threaten me in any way at all. He was an absolute gentleman. So the next morning rolls around, and he gets me to where I need to put my car on the ferry. He said, "Just park here. I'll give you a little tiki tour around Haines." He likely didn't say tiki tour. Possibly. So as we're driving off in his vehicle, we run across, not literally, but we come across the captain of the ferry, and he goes, "Oh," he pulls over and rolls his window down. "This is my friend. She's going to be on your sailing. Look after her." Oh, yeah, right. So he took me around town, got me to the ferry, got on, said goodbye, and that was that. I still don't know the fellow's name, but I don't know. So I get on the ferry. The next port down was Ketchikan, I believe, and it's only about a 45-minute boat ride from Haines to Ketchikan. So we get to Ketchikan, and you could get on and off without a problem, and I thought, great, beer and a shot in every port, huh? As you do, maybe not. So I get off, and as I was walking down the stairs to get off the boat, there was another fellow with the same idea. All right, buddy system, here we go. So we get to the bar and have our beer and a shot, and the bartender says, "You need to get back to the ferry. When you see that luggage trolley move out there, you need to go, and that's when you need to get onto the boat." So the luggage trolley moved, and we moved along with it as well, and walked up the gangplank, and there was a chain across to the entranceway to the ferry. And the attendant looked at me, he goes, "Oh no, you can't get on, boarding is closed." And I'm like, "Yeah, but my car's on there, we just got off for a quick..." "No, you can't get on." And if I was a little bit bolder, I would have jumped over the... And here I am, I'm on. But I wasn't, and we, this other character and I, that also didn't know his name, and the boat sailed away with everything I have on it. So what to do? Well, we proceeded back to the bar, and a couple more shots and a couple more beers, and the rains came. I remember in my haze of, it was raining quite sideways. Some kind people took us into their home and I slept on the lounge floor, but whatever, it was dry, and I think it was safe. Well, I'm here to tell the story. So, anyway, my parents always instilled to keep a credit card and a license in your pocket, so I did have a little bit of identification with me. The next morning, we caught a plane. I was a bit hungover. The plane ride was a bit rough. Caught up to the ferry the next morning. Got on the boat. Not a problem at all. Was having a bit of a nap, and I hear the announcement overhead, "Can passenger Pratt please report to the purser's office?" Yeah, so... Hi. So I come up and she says, "Oh, the captain wants to see you." So she took me up to the bridge. And the captain, you know, says, "Hey, how are you?" He said, "I called for you a few times yesterday. You didn't turn up." I said, "No, I got locked off." And he says, "Oh, no, that was you?" Oh. So from then on, I got to ride. I spent quite a bit of time on the bridge. Got to spot some dolphins and whatnot. It's quite good. So I'm hoping my future departures, and many of you know that I'm departing, I'm having a big departure here in a couple of weeks back to my homeland, and I'm hoping it goes a little bit smoother. Thank you.